Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kevin Tapani. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Selby. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Reggie Jefferson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Jose Malavi. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Malavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Selby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Selby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Selby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Malavi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Malavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Selby is 0-for-1 in the game. Selby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Kreuter and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seeley covering, for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seeley covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-1 in the game. Tardabul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hazelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazelman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Malavi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malavi hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiler bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kreuter is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreuter is hit by the pitch. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Malavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Malavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kreuter moves to third. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kreuter scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Lewis moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Selby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Selby is 0-for-2 in the game. Selby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Selby moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to home to get Selby. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nehring for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Selby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hazelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Malavi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malavi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kiler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Jefferson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jefferson. Phillips goes all the way around to score. Lewis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Selby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Selby hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Larry Thomas now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Gunderson now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Selby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Garces now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field. Malavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hazelman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Malavi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Malavi takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Milt Kiler. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. Dwayne Hosey now playing center field. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Selby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Selby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Selby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esteban Beltre pinch runs for Bill Selby. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. There goes Beltre. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Esteban Beltre now playing second base. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lewis. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 4 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Norberto Martin pinch runs for Harold Baines. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Martin. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Martin steals second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hosey bunts towards the mound. Simas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nehring moves to third. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Bill Hazelman. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nehring scores. Hosey moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Malavi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Malavi strikes out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Hosey moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beltre strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley now catching. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kreuter is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 4 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Kaiser now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Canseco is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 3 for 5 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hosey hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley is walked intentionally. Nehring moves to second. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Malavi is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Malavi hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Malavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Phillips tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Mike Stanton now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Delgado pinch hits for Esteban Beltre. Alex Delgado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Delgado hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.